This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Monday. It's gone by rather quickly. Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl in the first hour says he can root for the SEC, but he can't root for Alabama. Well, there's only one SEC school left in the tournament, and it's Alabama. Also, C. Webb has a new memoir out. Very, very thoughtful former athlete. And always enjoy when he comes on the show. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Celebrity Bracket Challenge, Jim Boeheim is leading the charge, followed by Nichelle Turner. She is the co-host with Kevin Frazier on Entertainment Tonight. Todd Fritz and Josh Duhamel have nothing in common other than they're both tied for third in the Celebrity Bracket Challenge. Marvin is not doing well. Neither is J.J. Watt or Chase Daniel or Jerome Bettis. I'm just glad to get out of that bottom page there, the bottom five there. Seton and I, here we come. We're better. Yeah, we're like NC State, even though we didn't pick NC State. 14 losses for NC State. And if you watched yesterday, you probably thought, like I did, how did they lose 14 games? But they caught fire at the right time during the tournament, but still an 11 seed, and we've seen the damage that they've done. By the way, this is how it sounded with Alabama winning over the weekend.
Bama throws the home run to Estrada. Run clock, 2-1, layup good, 1.9 to go. Tigers inbounded, clock hit zero, and let's get out of here and go to the Final Four. The tide rises in the West, and the champions of this regional are headed to their first Final Four in school history.
And you probably thought, as I did, wow, Alabama, a basketball team at a football school. Well, here's their head coach, Nate Oates, talking about that.
It never nagged me or bothered me that football was huge at Alabama. I loved it. Like, it's better for recruiting. It's better for everything for us. I tried to learn from it. You know, and different people would make comments, you know, football. We're only 18 national championships behind them. We got a few to catch up. So we just, let's just keep grinding. Let's get to a Final Four first, and let's put ourselves on a big stage.
The big stage belongs to the women tonight, as you have the stage to yourself, and you got some marquee matchups. You have the rematch with LSU and Iowa. It's Caitlin Clark. It's Angel Reese. It's Kim Mulkey. And you also have UConn with Paige Beckers versus USC and Juju Watkins. It'll be a great night for college basketball. Also, I'm wondering, you know, there's certain personalities that what made you successful is something that you can never leave or shed. Like Danny Hurley. Danny Hurley was never his brother. He was never as good as Bobby. They would chant all the time when he was playing, "You're not Bobby." And, you know, he coached, he was at different places. Bobby had more success at bigger schools. And your dad's one of the greatest high school coaches of all time. So it's a big shadow. So Danny Hurley is he walks into the room ready to defend, ready to fight you, because That's what he grew up in. You know, and it's because, you know, his brother was successful. His dad was successful. He was not. Now, he did play college basketball, not at a high level, and nowhere near what his brother did. So he always has that chip on his shoulder. He's not changing because he's had success. He can't change. And he loves the spotlight. That's where you go into a press conference. If you say Danny Hurley's holding a press conference, I'm going to listen. I'm going to watch. Because he'll say all the right things until he gets to the actual truth. He'll be like, you know, first of all, you know, Illinois, that's a tough team. You know, they're really good. They're whatever. And then he gives you the real truth there. He also talked about a tweet by a former Illinois player that gave him a little bit more motivation.
You know, I read a tweet last night, I think, from a former Illinois player, Sean Harrington, or who's a good player, is a McDonald's All-American, one of the staff members, wanted to add a little more fuel to my fire, a little, something. You know, UConn has not had to play against this physical a team, and they've never seen someone like Terrence Shannon, something along those lines. And, statements like that are just asinine. You're going against beasts and monsters every night in the Big East, and the Big East prepared us for teams like Illinois.
Danny Hurley says what we're thinking, but we're not up there on the podium. And, hey, I love it. Good content. Get him up there. I wish Danny Hurley could coach against Kim Mulkey.
They'd implode all over each other.
I would just love to see that. They meet at half court. It'd be great. But Hurley, your team reflects you in a lot of ways. Coaches will talk about that. They take on your personality. Your personality doesn't change. They have to take on your personality. Are you fiery? Then they're fiery. Are you easygoing, chill, confident? Whatever it is, you sort of take on that coach's personality. And with Danny Hurley, he could be up by 30 against DePaul in the Big East tournament. And he's angry at halftime because his players maybe gave up a layup at the end of the first half. Like, that's not what championship teams do. They can never let off the gas because they never had the opportunity before this to keep their foot on the gas. They were always figuring out a way to get ahead of somebody. Fight, claw, whatever it is. And even though Connecticut's a talented team, you would think that they're an 11 seed. That's just the way he has to coach them. He's not going to change. His demeanor doesn't change. Because if he does, then his teams change. And it's just not going to happen. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. By the way, good morning if you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner. Download the app if you haven't done so. Zach Edey. He was overlooked by a lot of teams, including the team that Purdue ousted yesterday, the Tennessee Volunteers.
I get to pay him back. Like, there were so many coaches that looked over me. Like, you could name a program. I could name a coach that looked over me. The Tennessee, Craig Barnes is a great coach, but he was in a bunch of our practice, looked over me. Like, it's kind of been the story of my life. People have doubted me. People look past me and can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. Plus, he's 7'4". It's really hard to overlook him. But he's played well. He's been dominating. It's been fun to watch. And people tend to look at players now and go, I don't know what kind of pro he's going to be. Man, I enjoy who you are right in front of me. I don't know how Caitlin Clark's going to be in the WNBA or Angel Reese, Paige Beckers. I don't care. I care this right in front of me. DJ Burns, I don't know if he can play in the NBA. I hope he gets a chance. He's fun to watch. But we always want to, we're always moving ahead. We're projecting instead of it's right there in front of you. Just enjoy it. Now, you might look back and say, boy, whatever happened to that guy? Okay. But in the moment, enjoy who they are, what they're doing. Because that's the fun part of this. When you're always like, well, I don't know. He's doing it here. Can he do it in the pro? We do that all the time with quarterbacks in college. Yeah, well, let me see if Drake May can do it in the pro. I know. But you got to look at him and enjoy him in the moment instead of everything being, yeah, but I don't think you'll be a good pro. Yeah, Marv.
Did you guys see on Twitter about Damian Woody and Dan Orlowski talking about DJ Burns being an O lineman. Like, look how his feet move. If you're him, how much have you gotten that in your life? Like, look how big you are. You play offensive line. You play football.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. I play basketball. Could you see him? And do you think he would even entertain that if he was, all right, you could be a first round draft pick in the NFL?
Yeah, I don't know if, like, is he physically tough, like football tough? You can be basketball tough. That's different than football tough. Does he want to do it? You know, and he's not Charles Barkley. People make this mistake. He's like, man, he reminds me of Barkley. No. Don't do that. Barkley was so athletic, jumping, powerful, take the ball coast to coast. Underrated, actually. DJ Burns, just wonderful talent. Knows how to play, great footwork, really good passer, great touch. I don't know if he can play. You know, Zion, it is similar maybe in build, although, you know, DJ's bigger than him. But Zion can jump, handle out on the perimeter. Just enjoy this kid for what he's doing right now. And it may be this is it. But it's, man, is it fun to watch. And he's taken it to Duke, so everybody had to be rooting for him. This time around, they're rooting for him because, as he said, when they played in the ACC tournament and they beat Duke, they're like, hey, how did that feel? Everybody cheering. He goes, no. They weren't cheering for us. They were cheering against Duke. And he was right. But now it's a fun story. Poll question for the final hour, Seton.
Well, we're just putting up there now, Dan. We've got our first real matchup. Round one, we're going with Reuben versus Chicken Parm.
Well, no, but we have Meatball Parm and Chicken Parm that are coming.
Yeah. I think we've also got a Reuben coming too.
And then Reuben as well.
Yeah.
So we
Meatball Parm just got crushed. Got absolutely destroyed in the plate-in game.
Plate-in game.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they got absolutely housed.
And we're asking Todd to come up with new lyrics for One Dining Moment. That'll be for Friday. One Dining Moment.
You got
for
it.
Friday. Okay.
One Dining Moment.
By the way, a friend of mine just said, hey, this is supposed to be hot sandwiches, right? A lobster roll typically served chilled. So that should take this out of the mix.
Well, that depends on where you're eating it, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just
take exception to that, sir.
All right.
Depends on where you're eating
it. Okay. I'm just, you know, once again, this is, we've hit a nerve here today with our elite.
People are taking this very seriously.
They are.
I just had a guy be like, what are you talking about? Meatball, the only time you ever eat meatballs is in a sandwich. Tell you, tell me.
No, you don't.
I don't know. I thought spaghetti and meatballs was a thing.
I had raviolis with meatballs yesterday.
I don't know.
By the way, my wife's side of the family. They slayed. Oh, man. When you have that gravy, and it is true gravy that...
Like brown gravy?
The ants made? No. Sauce is what you
oh,
might
oh, so, oh, sauce.
Yeah,
sauce.
No, it was gravy. Oh, my goodness. They can make some food. That's the only thing that keeps them in the good graces of, you know, my world. Like, yeah, but, man, they can cook. Joey in Florida. Hi, Joey. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan the man. Good to speak to you, sir. I hope you can hear me okay.
I got
we're out
you.
On a boat,
yep.
Going out fishing.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. As far as the sandwich is concerned, I'd like you to take a look at a sandwich that I found down here years ago when I transplanted myself from Jersey, and it's called the Juban. It's a combination of a Reuben and the Cuban sandwich. And he put it together, and it's to die for.
Okay. Well, thank you, Joey. Good luck fishing today. Scott in Washington. Hi, Scott. What's on your mind today?
Hey, morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Long life Bears fan here, so me and Paul here kind of share the same roots there. My daughter and I love watching you guys on Peacock every morning. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Dan Patrick.
Good morning.
I just want to say, what a great interview with Chris Webber. After that, you know, I went on Amazon Prime and pre-ordered the book, and I just love how, you know, my daughter and I watched the show. There's no arguing; it's just a great context, and you guys do a great job on bringing everything together. And love watching you guys, and I think that's all I got to say today.
All right, thank you, Scott, and your daughter. Thanks for watching on Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so. Let's see. Prep in Virginia, best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, Dan. Hey, good morning, boys. I'm watching on Peacock. Absolutely love the show. Hey, so I got a shout-out to my beautiful wife, Frappette. Sorry, Marv. Go NC State. And Seton, soft-shell crab sandwich. That's got to be on the Elite Eight. I wanted to shout-out C. Webb. I called you a couple weeks ago. My team ended up making the championship game. We are down by one. Ball went out of bounds. I called timeout. Didn't have any left, and that was a technical foul. I let my boys down. They didn't have a chance. But my best and worst is my Brewers crushing the Metropolitans and Scottie Scheffler for my worst, missing that five-footer to tie to win three, to have a chance to win three straight. That was, hey, he's going to win the Masters.
Well, he's favored according to DraftKings. He is the big favorite, Scottie Scheffler. Then it's Rory, John Rahm, Victor Hovland, Jordan Spieth, Brooks Koepka. I don't have any odds on Tiger. Has Tiger made it official that he's going to play at Augusta? Maybe P.A. Ray can get some odds from DraftKings on Tiger. But, yeah, Scottie Scheffler has been putting unbelievably after Rory turned him on to this mallet putter. Yes, Paul?
There's multiple reports, including the Augusta Chronicle. Tiger Woods flew his private jet. That seems assumed he wasn't going to fly out. You don't even have to say private jet.
You need to go Spirit Airlines down there.
35C. Hey, there's Tiger. Tiger Woods flies his private jet into Augusta to play a secret pre-Masters round. There's been no news about if he's playing or not, but he was spotted playing a quick round.
Who's the most famous person you've seen seated in coach? Yes, Paul?
Not that famous, but the Terrell Suggs, the defensive end linebacker for the Ravens, at his peak of fame, he got stuck in like 8A, and this was coach, and I was just two rows behind him, and he was squeezed in. He was a big man.
Yes, Seton.
I saw the actress Elizabeth Perkins once sitting in the row next to me in coach.
Okay.
Yeah, going to like Chicago, I think.
Okay. All right. Todd?
I didn't see him, but in 1996, after winning Rookie of the Year and winning the World Series with the Yankees, we flew Derek Jeter from Newark to LAX coach after in November of 96, which you probably would not be able to do that these days.
So after his rookie year,
he came on up close, and he was probably in seat like 36D or something like that, Derek Jeter.
I hosted a golf tournament in Ohio, and I had celebrities and athletes and coaches come in. And Charles Barkley flew in from Phoenix. And I didn't know if he was going to come in or not, and he's always been very generous. Well, he flew in coach, middle seat coach. And he didn't complain. I said, how was the flight? And he's like, boy, you got to have a better budget to, whatever. You're going to host a tournament. I go, wait, what do you mean? He goes, I'm in 36E. And I go, oh, my God. I said, I apologize. He goes, yeah, you're all right, boy. That's why I'm here. I go, okay. But, yeah, you imagine Charles flying
36E.
Coach middle seat. And I'm like, oh,
that's
man.
That's terrible.
It misses connection.
I'm so sorry, Charles. And imagine the two people seated next to him. Yes, Marv.
That's got to be one of those that looks so much like Charles Barkley. But that can't be Charles Barkley. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is. All right. Our best and worst of the weekend. More phone calls coming up as well. 877-3DP-SHOW. Operator Tyler standing by. We'll come back after this.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I don't know what the odds are. I have to check this with Luka Doncic, MVP, but he's, I don't think they're a great team. But he has been unbelievable. I think he's had four or five games this year. He scored 30 or more points in the first half. And I don't know if anybody has had more than one aside from him. And I think he had 32 last night against Houston. You know, a team that's playing really well. I think he ended up with, what, 47, something like that. But to put up 30 and do that in the first half, and I think it's four times that he's done that. I have to check that. Yeah, Paul.
I've got Luka as a heavy favorite as of, this was as Friday. I haven't seen any new Monday odds. Luka second, SGA third, Jason Tatum's up there, Giannis is up there. Anthony Edwards is making some ground the past month.
LeBron James had 40 in the Lakers' win over the Nets. He joins Michael Jordan as the only players in NBA history. Multiple games of 40 or more after turning 39. Jordan did it three times. LeBron has now done it twice.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day,
stat of the day.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. You know, there is the art of the April Fool's joke. It is April Fool's Day today. But you have to have some believability. You can't be one of those, no, that's not true. It's got to be a little bit of, I could see that happening. The art of the April Fool's joke. And somebody's going to do it today, and maybe they'll pull it off. But for the most part, you kind of go, yeah, okay, April Fool's Day. Yeah, Paul.
Like if you saw Tom Brady in a photo of him pulling into a UFL, you know, the new league, the UFL, and Tom Brady considering making a comeback, that would be too far. It'd be taking it too far.
Yeah, because Brady would come back to play in the NFL.
Right. That would be something that maybe the UFL would do, and I don't think anyone would buy it. You have to trick people like with partial truth almost.
But that, okay. I don't even know the most recent one where I went, oh, well, okay, you got me. mean, it feels like, for the most part, it's just fun that somebody's trying to, or your kids will try to do it. You know, they would come home from school and they go, hey, did you hear about? And then I'd go, no. And they go, April Fools. And I go, oh, you got me. Yes, Todd.
But you would hope that people would draw the line as far as a certain amount of tact when it comes to, like, someone, like, dying or gotten some kind of horrible accident. There's jokes and there's things about April 1st to trick someone, but sometimes people take it a little too far where it's disturbing.
But sometimes we have that it's trending that somebody died. But I don't know, is that April Fool's Day jokes that somebody's trending that they died and then that person has to... Like, you don't want to die on April Fool's, do you?
Oh, no. If you're really famous... If you die on April Fool's Day, for the first 12 to 14 hours, nobody believes it. And then it's like you died twice and you get the double coverage. I don't know if I aspire to die on April 1st, but
yeah.
I think you get double coverage.
Yes, Heaton.
But if you're a reporter and you're and you get a massive bombshell story dropped into your lap, like a huge gambling scandal in one of the sports, and you get that information today.
Okay, let's say Shohei Ohtani's Dodgers gambling story came out today.
Do you hold it for the second?
I don't think you can because it's too big of a story. But I know what you're saying, people to be like, ah, that's funny. Yeah, okay. Shohei, gambling, come on. Yes, Todd.
That would be Ipe Fool's Day, I think, instead of April Fool's Day.
Okay.
All right, it's translated. Right. Okay. All right. Yes, Paul. Right.
But you also can't tease people with something that they hope is true. Let's say you did an April Fool's joke today that Shohei Ohtani cleared to pitch in 1 week. And everyone would be like, oh, that's great. And then you tell people April Fool's, you would have a mad fan base. Oh. That would blow up in your face.
Mm.
Listen, here's an example. About 3 years ago, Julian Edelman tweeted out, on to the next chapter, breaking Buccaneers signing Julian Edelman to join Gronk and join Brady. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't true, but everybody bought it for about 6 hours.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? I mean, I would.
Then people were bummed. Like, the fans of the Tampa Bay were like, we wanted you to come.
I hope you never get in the Hall of Fame. Don't you do that to us.
LeBron, on his Twitter account in 2022, said, I'm out for the season officially. See y'all in the fall. He did it on April 1st. Now, people rapidly realized it was an April Fool's joke, but some people were salty because they bought it.
Yeah. All right. Well, congratulations. If you pull one off today, congratulations. Have your radar up, though. April Fool's Day. Let's go around the room, best and worst of the weekend. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
Best of the weekend, Friday night's Knicks-Spurs game in San Antonio. For only the second time in NBA history, there was a player who scored 60. That would be Jalen Brunson, 61. Another player who had 40 points and 20 boards. That would be Wembanyama, gets the 40-20. Spurs win 130-126 in overtime. Worst of the weekend. While attending the Syracuse-Georgia Tech softball game Saturday afternoon, the Yellow Jackets were unable to come to bat in the top of the last inning, down 7-1. Why? They had to leave to catch a flight. I've never heard
that's
of anything
your worst,
like that.
That's
it
your
really was.
Worst of the weekend.
It was 7-1 Syracuse, and instead of Georgia Tech batting in the top of the seventh, they let Syracuse bat for some reason in the bottom of the sixth to add to their six-run lead, only to then say that they had to go to catch a 2 o'clock flight home.
Well,
that's weird.
You had some announcers for the Pac-12 network that left before a baseball game ended because they had planes to catch. So the last inning, I think, was just natural sound.
It's kind of nice, though.
Yeah. Seton, best and worst of the weekend.
Well, we've been talking about him all morning. My best of the weekend is DJ Burns, NC State big man. He is probably the runaway star right now from the tournament, yeah. At least to me. Mm-hmm. Just a ton of fun to watch. I don't know if he's going to play in the NBA, but he's having a great tournament for himself. Good for him. My worst of the weekend, which could also be my best, actually, because it's hilarious, is ESPN accidentally tipping pitches in the Dodgers game. This is unbelievable. Marvin, you have to listen closely, okay? Now, this is Kike Hernandez. He's mic'd up during the third inning, I believe. And they're doing one of those, like, in-game interviews where they're like, hey, so how's the season going so far? You know, everything's tipped, blah, 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 that whole kind of thing. And at one point, Kike says, you know what? I can't hear my pitch comm with you guys. I need to turn it up a little bit. And now you have to listen closely, but you can hear it.
If we need to be there, we need to get...
No plans. All right, 1-1 pitch. That's down.
Oh, wait, Marte.
Game two. Change up. Other ground screws.
Good change up.
The other kid can beat me to third, and he's thinking the same thing.
Change up. Hi, boy.
Filthy pitch.
Oh, my God.
Fastball in.
Change up.
That's great.
Change up.
And like, pitcher standing there, he's like shaking off the call, like fastball in, change up, unbelievable. I'm surprised that's the first time it's happened, but I'm gonna guess it'll be the last.
Yeah,
but yeah. I don't know.
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
Best of the weekend yesterday on Easter, LeBron James 40 points, including hitting 9 of 10 3-pointers. Worst of the weekend, Marquette Friday night shooting 4 for 31 from 3-point range in their loss to NC State.
There was some bad shooting in this year's tournament, bad free throw shooting in this year's tournament. But they're like offensive performances. Illinois was, now I can give credit to the defense, but like Duke yesterday, second half, I'm not going to credit NC State's defense. Duke just missed. They were horrible. Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
Two best. The second half by UConn versus Illinois. The first 5 minutes of that second half looked like a car rolling downhill and a bunch of people trying to stop it. They could do nothing to stop UConn, and it kept getting worse and worse. Danny Hurley, after the game, was doing an interview, and they asked him, what's your role when your team is rolling? He goes, to shut up and sit down for a couple minutes because they're attacking. So it was a really nice play by UConn there to take over. The other one, Zach Edey of Purdue, he cut down the nets without using the ladder, which was great. And then he took a piece of the net and gave it to former coach Gene Cady, who was there celebrating.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool move. Sneaky one on TV if you caught it.
Yeah. Gene Cady is a listener of the show. So, coach, hope you're doing well. Let's see. A couple of phone calls in here. Matt in Wisconsin. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
Good, Matt.
Love the show. First time, long time. Say, I was on a flight in 1997 from New York back to Indianapolis, sitting next to Aaron Boone, and had a terrible storm. He was scared to death. I then became worried.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. I remember being on a flight with Paul Hornung, former Green Bay Packer great, and he had had a couple of cocktails, I think, but he came on and he saw me and he goes, I can see the headline tomorrow. This plane goes down. Paul Hornung and 49 others perish. And I go, all righty. Hey, Paul.
Paul. And I'm not just blowing smoke. I think you would have made the cut. Paul Horning's a very famous guy.
I think it would have been Paul Hornung.
What year was this?
Well, he was called the Golden Boy.
Yeah.
And hello, there's only one Golden Boy on that plane.
I think you're making the headline for that one. First paragraph. As a journalist, I think you're making first paragraph.
Yeah, I think it would have been the headline, Paul Hornung, and then I would have been underneath. Yes, Marvin.
Paul Hornung, Dan Patrick, 48 others. What year is it?
I think it was in the 90s.
Yeah. You were hotter than fish grease.
I was hotter, yeah, yeah.
It would have helped if Oberman was on the plane with you. It would be easier for the writers to write it up.
Mm. Troy in San Antonio. Hi, Troy. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Danettes. Second time, long time. 3 years ago, my wife and I invented a 16-person beer tournament called the Final Pour. We host it the night of the Final Four, so this coming Saturday is our third annual. Basically, what happens is we have 16 people. Everybody brings a six-pack of their favorite beverage. You check it into the bartender, so you don't know which team is yours, because we assign one of the Sweet 16 teams to your beer. Then we have a head-to-head one-ounce drink of each, and it's a blind tasting all the way through to a national champion. It's an absolute blast. I wanted to share it with you audience.
Yeah, thank you. That's your elite ale, I guess. But yeah, we have the Elite Eight, and the sandwiches have arrived. I am looking right now. I am looking live. So it's chicken parm, meatball parm, and then is this pastrami?
I think it's a Reuben.
Reuben.
I think it's a Reuben.
Okay. God, this is a Sophie's Choice type of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no.
Let's cut them up into little pieces.
This is work right now.
Everybody have some.
This isn't Meat Friday where who has it better than we do? Nobody. No, you got to focus here. Yeah, we got a job to do.
Oh, sorry,
guys. Sandwich Monday.
Yeah, what are you doing? Stop goofing around,
Marvin. I'm really sorry, guys.
Yeah. Dave in California. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
Can't you take anything seriously? Yeah. Jeez.
I've enjoyed your show for many years, and I want to get your opinion. Some of these announcers, I think, overhype Caitlin Clark and Juju Watkins. You know, they're great players, but in the game yesterday, Kate McCart came down and threw a bounce pass on a 3-on-2. They may have thought he was the greatest pass in the world.
Have you found? She had incredible numbers. She is unbelievable passer. Unbelievable. You lead the league, you lead the nation scoring in assists. When she has the ball, things happen. Juju Watkins did not shoot well, but she did well enough to lead her team. I mean, she's unstoppable. You know, we're falling back in love with Paige Becker's game, offensively, defensively. And, you know, then you have LSU. I mean, this is a great night for college basketball. Really is. Great storylines. Really looking forward to it. And I have the odds here. LSU is getting 2 versus Iowa. Connecticut is giving USC 3.5. Garrett in Illinois. Hi, Garrett.
Hey, first time, long time. 5'10 and a hardish 180. So you're talking about April Fool's jokes. I had one played on me. I know the date. It was 16 years ago today. That's 16 years ago of what could have been, I guess. But I was in college. I had a girl pull me out of our class that we were in, and in a serious look said, "Hey, you're going to be a dad, just so you know. I found out this morning." And she played this out through the entire day. She said, "We'll talk tonight at dinner." Went to dinner. She's planning all these, like, how we're going to tell our parents, da-da-da-da-da. Pay the check. At the end, she finally goes, "Hey, by the way, April Fool's."
Oh, my God. Did you continue to see her?
No, that was the I appreciate a good joke, but that was a little too much.
Did you break up that night?
We went back to her place that night, but that was it. After that, I was like, nope, this is.
Oh, too much. So you kind of had a ceremonial goodbye.
Goodbye. Yes.
Okay. All right, Garrett. Yeah, Marv.
I respect everything about that. One more for the road.
Some nice parting gifts. Dang.
That's not cool.
That is a rough April Fool's.
Dang.
Hey, I'm pregnant. Okay, all right. You know, how about we have dinner a little later on and we could talk about this? Okay. Finish up, hey, by the way, I'm not pregnant. Oh, okay. April Fool's Day, huh? Okay. Yeah, Paul.
And what if she, like, normally drinks and didn't drink wine or whatever at dinner to stay with the bit? Because that would sell the bit.
Yeah, but he's probably, his mind is racing. I don't think he's going, is she drinking water? Wait, she's not pregnant. That's it. Last call for phone calls. What we've learned, what's in store tomorrow. If you're watching the show on Peacock during the commercial break, it's the Elite Eight. We have our plate-in game. And we're going to narrow this down by the end of the week. So have that for you coming up back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Just took some sandwiches off the Traeger grill. We just heated them up. We have the plate-in game. It's the chicken parm versus the meatball parm, and then the winner gets the Reuben. But here is the question here. Does a sandwich come with fries? Seton brought this up. The Reuben came with fries. Does that DQ the Reuben because it came with fries? Yes, Todd?
I'm going to say no. It's okay that French fries come with a sandwich. It doesn't have to come with all sandwiches, but a deli sandwich like a Reuben, French fries is fine.
Okay.
For me.
Anybody, see, Knight, once again, you're the ombudsman.
I'm just saying it stood out to me as neither of the other two sandwiches has fries as a side.
Yeah, but we have to make a decision here. Are we going to allow the Reuben to be part of the next round? Yes, Paul.
It's not like they used an illegal player, like an NCAA team used a guy that was ineligible.
Well, no, that's kind of an enticement there.
It does seem like
that. Wow, you got fries with that?
I think the sandwich shop was buttering us up. I would say a burger, you would expect fries. A sandwich, you would expect chips, and then upgrade and pay for fries.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I'm going to allow the Reuben in my world to advance, to be able to play the winner of the meatball and chicken parm.
So decreed.
Yeah. Yes.
It's official.
Thank you. Yes, Todd.
That's a good call by you.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm all over that.
This game is going to be under protest.
Todd, which one do you like to advance out of the chicken parm, meatball parm?
I'm going to go chicken parm.
Okay. Seton?
I'm going chicken parm as well.
All right. Marvin?
Going meatball.
All right. Paulie?
I'm also going meatball.
I'm going meatball.
Chicken parm,
you taste so good.
Okay. Now, how do we work this? Because our audience has overwhelmingly voted for chicken parm, like 80% of the vote.
I think we have to discuss this after the show.
What?
Yeah, this is real. All right? There's no April Fool's Day joke. All right?
I think the audience should be able to override.
No, shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah, but they're walking into a buzzsaw with the Reuben Thousand Island dressing.
71% have chicken over meatball.
All right.
I mean, it's not meatball parm. You taste so good. It's chicken parm.
This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow.
I mean, like, I don't want to fight over it. I'm just saying.
I'm fine with it. If it comes to blows, that's cool because, you know, shows the passion. Not chicken parm out this early in the tournament. It's ridiculous.
Final results of the poll question there. Seton O'Connor?
Oh, man, this is great. The responses to these questions are absolutely hilarious. Who are you rooting for to win the national championship? Alabama, NC State, Purdue, or UConn? Right now, NC State's got 45% of the vote. Purdue, UConn basically tied. Alabama only 6%.
Okay. Tonight, it's LSU getting 2 against Iowa, according to DraftKings, and UConn giving 3.5 versus USC. Feels like it's a Final Four.
Yeah.
But it's not.
Yeah.
This day in sports history, Paul.
Just a couple. 1919, the final game of the Stanley Cup was canceled due to a worldwide epidemic of influenza. No winner was declared in the series between the Canadiens and the Seattle Metropolitans. 1930, Leo Hartnett of the Chicago Cubs broke an altitude record for catching a baseball.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
The Goodyear blimp was 800 feet over a stadium in Los Angeles, California, and dropped it, and he caught it, Lee Arnott.
How fast did they approximate that baseball was traveling?
I'll check right now.
All right, thank you. Cheryl Miller won her second straight Most Outstanding Player Award. USC goes back-to-back. Ooh, maybe a little karma tonight. USC playing against UConn. Also, 1985, Villanova beats Georgetown and becoming the lowest-seeded team to win the NCAA tournament. They were an eighth seed. Let's see, anything else that needs to be mentioned? Vic in San Diego. Hi, Vic. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan. I have a lot of experience with April Fool's pranks, as today is my birthday. Best prank, when I was 12, came home from school, and there was a home for sale by owner sign on the lawn. Parents told me we were moving to San Francisco before the end of the school year. I was devastated. They waited until I went to bed to tell me April Fool.
Vic, you were 12 years old.
Yeah, well, years later, when I was 21, they wrote to me at college and told me I was adopted.
Oh, my God. Wow. But you're not adopted.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not. And I'm sure this year my mom will make me a cake stacked with sponges and covered with icing and make me cut into it.
Damn.
They take April 1st seriously.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable sense of humor in that family.
I love it.
Wow.
I love that.
It's unbelievable.
Robbie in Florida. Hi, Robbie. What's on your mind?
Hello, DP.
Hey,
long-time listener, big fan.
Thanks, sir.
6'2", 238. Flying with a celebrity on coach. This was in the late 80s, about this time of year. It was going into the Easter weekend, and I was on a connection, of course, Piedmont Airlines back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And a group rushing to get on just before they closed the doors, and I'm looking at them coming down the aisle. First guy I see is Phil Parsons, and had his wife with him. Behind him was Johnny Hayes, the late Johnny Hayes, who was a promoter, car owner, and he did television. And the last group to get on was Harry Gant and his wife. So they had to scatter, and they couldn't get seats together. Well, Phil sat next to me, and they all got settled in. And Harry was not having a good year that year, but he had to on the track. But he had to rush to get to the airport with traffic and whatnot, and they were talking back to one another, and Johnny finally says, Harry said, rushing to the airport is the best he has run all year.
Oh, I see. A little knock on his finishing there. Yes, Eaton.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Best and worst of the weekend. We've already done that. Thank you. Now what we've learned, Todd.
Bruce Pearl says Nate Oates is one of the best coaches in the country, and Bama has a good program, but he will not be rooting for his SEC rival.
Seton O'Connor.
Chris Weber got his dad a Cadillac.
Marvin.
Fritzy is okay with fighting over sandwiches.
Let's go.
Paulie.
Catching a baseball from 800 feet, they estimated the speed was 95 miles per hour.
Looking to get more out of your car wash, try Meguiar's new hybrid ceramic wash and wax in a bucket or foam cannon. Boost protection with extreme water beating technology. The next time you wash your car or truck, great folks at Meguiar's reflect your passion. Keep you up to date on the newsletter as far as the Elite Eight, our sandwich bracket. Have more on that tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. For Seton, Fritzy, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.